goal first had to be a very good feeling.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Nice to put a puck in the net and kind of get up ahead and play, but overall you can't get too excited about that after the third period.
Can you pinpoint where it all started to unravel for you guys there in the third?
You know, the third goal against was a tough one. I think after I scored, I might have got a little bit ahead of myself and started joining the rush a little bit too much there. You know, it's things happen after that, and kind of bouncing around pucks and giving up odd man rushes is, you know, the kind of game that I want to, you know, exemplify out of myself, and that kind of sucked there in the third to have that happen and get scored on. But overall, really good learning experience.
Team-wide, just too many odd man rushes for your liking there in the third period when you're sitting on a two-goal lead.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the winning mentality should be the thing that comes first, not putting more pucks in the net. Just, you know, the good, strong defensive game, and I feel like that's, you know, the Bruins' way is to be a good, strong defensive team, and for myself as a player, that's the way I'd like to play as well. So, like I said, really good learning experience.
How was the energy level for you after that marathon shift with a third line? You guys who are hemmed in, couldn't get out. You finally get free, get a change with the forwards, but not the Ds, and then there's a penalty, and now you're back out there again.
Yeah. It's tough at times, but I think at this point in the year, you know, we're very well conditioned, playing a lot of games, playing a lot of hockey, and, you know, it's good to be out there in those situations, and hopefully it doesn't end up in the back of your net. You just do everything that you can to, you know, have the legs that you can and go from there.
With that in mind, just five defensemen most of the game, was there much of a fatigue factor late?
I think we got definitely overexerted with some shifts. We got caught out there, myself included, a couple times, and that becomes tough. But overall, I think we understood that we had 5D, you know, pretty early on in the game. So tried to get our changes when we could.
How much is killing the 4-minute penalty give, what boost did it give to you guys?
I think that's huge. Obviously, it's an energy kind of shift in the game, and I don't think we ran really with that energy that we got from that 4-minute kill, but overall, it's good and shows really good things about our PK.
Thanks, guys.
On the shot.